This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وأيضا قال الله سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. Dear brothers and sisters, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask every kind of help from Him. We realize that whomsoever Allah guides, no one can lead them astray, and whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, there's no one who can benefit them or guide them after that. We bear witness that there's none to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that He is one and without any partners. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His obedient true slave, His messenger and His prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the people of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as He has blessed Ibrahim alayhi salam and the people of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Innaka hamidun majid. O Allah, exalt Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the people of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even as You have exalted Ibrahim alayhi salam and the people of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Innaka hamidun majid. I remind you and I remind myself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَلَائِكَتُهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. I remind you that the Prophet ﷺ said, the most stingy of those who mention me are those who mention me and they do not send salawat upon me. So I advise all the brothers and sisters that whenever we think of the Prophet ﷺ, or we say the Prophet or Rasulullah or Muhammad ﷺ, and we mean the Messenger of Allah, that we send salutations upon him, send salutations upon his family and upon his companions and all those people who preserve the Sunnah up until the Day of Judgment. Ameen. Dear brothers and sisters, our discussion today is to give nasiha to the Muslim youth. This is our discussion today. And for the young Muslims, I don't want you to think that I'm talking at you. And I'm not talking necessarily about you, but I'm speaking with you. And I'm speaking to you as a person that has a relationship with you. I'm not talking to you as an old head, as you might call your fathers and some others, somebody who's out of touch, who don't know what's going on. I'm talking to you about somebody who knows exactly what you do, how you feel, how you think. And in the course of my conversation, I want to keep it real with you. I want to make it straight and clear with you. So I'm not going to quote a lot of ahadiths. And when I do, I try to make it simple, short. I won't give you a lot of ayats of Quran, because you can't handle it. But I'm going to try to talk common sense to you, try to talk to you as your older brother. Because the life that you live in is a reality. And where you're headed is a reality. And it's a matter of the choices that you make where you're going to wind up at. This is what we want to talk about. Your life, which is a reality, and where you're headed, which is also a reality, and where you're going to wind up at, which is also a reality. All of it involves choices and challenges. So this is the nature of our talk today. Challenges and choices facing the Muslim youth. The first challenge and choice that you have to make is to be Muslim. Now I know you're born Muslim, That's not what I mean. Not that your name is a Muslim, not that you live in a Muslim house, not that you have a Muslim family, but what's in your heart. Not what's on your tongue, not the language you speak, what's in your heart. How you act when you're around them kafirs, how do you act? When you hit those streets, how do you act? How do you think? How do you feel? That's what you really are. What you are when you're by yourself, how you think, how you feel, and how you act, that's who you really are. Now the choice you have to make is your choice, and we're going to talk about the choices. As regard to the Islamic faith, it's either a matter of faith or immorality or disobedience. Ain't no gray areas. It's just like a woman is not almost pregnant. Either she's pregnant or she's not. Water is not almost wet. It's either you're wet or you're not. Either you're Muslim or you're not. Again, we're not talking about the tongue or the name or your family. We're talking about how you feel, how you think, and how you act. When we talk about faith, we mean faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is having a bond with Allah. A bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you hear the Quran, how do you respond to the Quran? When you hear that jungle music, I know how you feel. I know how you respond to it. That jungle music, you know what I'm talking about. The music for the apes and the monkeys and the dogs and the animals. That jungle music, how it makes you feel, how it makes you act, how it makes you think, how you respond to that. My question is for you, don't answer the question, answer yourself. When you hear the voice, when you hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in English or Arabic, how it makes you feel. How does it make you respond? How does it make you think? When the time for the salah comes, and you hear the adhan, or you know the adhan is called, or you know the time for the salah is there, how you act, how you think, how you feel. When you think about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you think about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his name is mentioned, or a hadith, or you know a sunnah, or you know what he told you to do, how you think, how you feel, how you act. This is a choice and a challenge that you have to make. Because every day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every day that the sun rises and that you are alive, Allah is giving you the choice and putting that challenge in front of you to choose the trash or the treasure. And nothing else in between. The trash or the treasure. You know what the trash is. It's all around. It's free. All you got to do is plug in. It's free. It's there. You don't even have to pay for it. You hang with it. You see it, you feel it, you smell it, the trash is there. What about the treasure? How you feel, how you think, how you act. The next challenge is the challenge of Islamic knowledge. I know you're born Muslim, your father's Muslim. You probably still at least know the Fatiha. Most young Muslims still know the Fatiha, even if you don't pray. Even if you forgot the rest of the Quran, you know the Fatiha. You know the Salah. Well, what kind of knowledge do you have about Islam? What kind of knowledge do you have? If someone asks you, a non-Muslim, one of your homeboys that you go to school with, kafirs that you call homeboys, when they ask you, Muhammad, Ahmed, Saleh, Abdurrahim, what is Islam? What do you tell them? What can you tell them if you don't have any knowledge? How much Quran do you know? How much Quran can you explain? A verse? A surah? How much hadith can you recite? One hadith correctly, authentically, from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do you know the five pillars of Islam? Can you explain them to somebody? Do you know what our relationship is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is Allah? Where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is our relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's your job as a Muslim. That's your job as a Muslim. If somebody asks you your address, you know it. Somebody asks you who's your father, you know. If somebody asks you who's the top football players, you know. What's the top 10 songs? You know. All the things about the dunya, you know. You can call it straight out and compete with each other about knowing it. But what do you know about Islam? And what do you know about the Quran? And what do you know about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This is the treasure. Then it's the issue of your identity. Who are you? Who are you really? Are you Abdul Wali or are you Willie? Now there's a difference now. Willie is Abdul Wali who acts like a kafir. That's Willie. Or Ricky. Or Bobby. Abdul Rabb. Who acts like a kafir, but he's a Muslim. That's Bobby, Abdul Rabb. Who are you when you're with those kafirs in the street and they pass that spliff to you? Who are you? Oh, you don't know what a spliff is. What do you call it here? A joint? Spliff? When they pass that stick to you, or that glass pipe to you, or that bottle to you, when they pass it, what they call you? Or what do you call yourself? When you walk around in the streets out there, how you dress? Who you dressing like? When you put your clothes on, are you dressing as a Muslim? Or are you dressing basically so that when you hit that jungle out there, you can blend in with what the trash that's out there? Because that's what everybody has to do. If you're walking in the jungle, most people want to blend in with the jungle. The jungle wear, you know the jungle wear, monkey suits, donkey suits, gorilla suits, animal suits. Why? Because you don't want to be blending in with the other animals who's acting like animals, and then somebody going to ask you, Abdullah, what you doing drinking? Abdullah, you get high? Abdullah, why are you in this party? So in order not to be known as a Muslim, what do you have to do? You got to disguise yourself. And once you disguise yourself, you lose yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us in the Quran, He said, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تَقُوا اللَّهِ وَلْتَنْذُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ وَتَقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, young Muslims. Listen well. He said, O you who believe, O you who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O you who believe, be mindful of Allah, think of Allah, fear Allah, and look about what you send forward for yourselves on tomorrow. Think. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see and knows very well exactly what you do. And do not be like those who forgot about Allah. So He caused them to forget about themselves. Subhanallah. How the people forgot about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He didn't forget their name. They didn't forget the name of Allah. You all know Allah. You know some of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means you forgot the orders of Allah. You forgot the commandments of Allah. You forgot your duties to Allah. So when you forgot your duty to Allah, the commandments of Allah, the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah caused you to forget yourself. Forgetting yourself means you lost your identity. You lost your way. You lost your heritage, your legacy. You lost yourself. He says, and do not be like those who forgot about Allah, so that Allah then caused them to forget about themselves. And so they became what? Fasiqeen. What is fasiqeen? Fasiqeen is the disobedient, the rebellious, the criminals. They became disobedient, they became rebellious, and as a result of that, they entered criminal conduct, criminal demeanor, criminal posture, criminal reputation. It comes through association, as the Prophet ﷺ said. He said, you will know a man by his friends, and you will be raised up with your friends. So if your homeboy, the people that you hang with all day long, on the corners, in the hallways, in their house or your house, in the backyard, riding around in the cars, in the streets, if those are the people that you hang with every day, those are your friends. That's your life. You think, act, feel like they do. And you will be raised on the day of judgment with them. Those will be the ones you will be raised with. Or, on the other hand, what are your role models? Who are your role models? Puff Daddy? Master P? Biggie Smalls, Tupac, the last two is dead, double dead. I mean, they were dead before they died, now they're dead again. The other two I just mentioned, they're alive, that is, you can see them and hear them, but they're brain dead. Those your role models? That's who you want to dress like? That's who you want to be like? Puff Daddy? Master P, 8 Ball, that's who you want to dress like? That's who you want to listen to? They're going to beckon you to the hellfire. They're going to beckon you to destruction and disgrace. They're calling you away from your deen, calling you out of your name, calling you out of your identity, calling you to fornication, calling you to adultery, calling you to filth, calling you away from your legacy and your identity as a Muslim. Dear brothers and sisters, young brothers and sisters, what I want to talk to you about today, I want to take you from zero to hero. That's what we want to be, Muslims. We want to be heroes. We don't want to be a zero. A zero means worth nothing, know nothing, will be nothing, and got nothing coming on the day of judgment but wrath. Zero. Hero. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us who the hero is. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Successful will be the believers. Why? Because they are heroes. They're heroes to themselves and also to their families. On the day of judgment, Allah will raise them as heroes, martyrs, scholars, people whom Allah loves. And this is what we want to talk about. And anybody can start out as a zero and wind up as a hero if he fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he make the right choices. Even a stumbling, mumbling, fumbling man can turn into a hero, because stumbling blocks can be turned into stepping stones. The same thing you stumble over, you can turn it into a stepping stone. It's a matter of choice. It's a matter of meeting a challenge. It's about making the correct decision. We're talking again about leaving the trash, holding on to the treasure. You young Muslims, you were born with the treasure in your mouth. You were born with the treasure in your heart. You were born with the treasure in your minds. What's the treasure? The treasure is La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What's the treasure? What's the treasure? Muhammad Rasulullah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من قال لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله دخل الجنة. What do you mean by that? Not just by the statement لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, but by the feeling in the heart, thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying to yourself لا إله إلا الله, thinking about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and saying Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and feeling it in the heart and wanting to be a Muslim and being grateful of being a Muslim and preserving the right to be a Muslim. The person who has that feeling, Allah will protect them, Allah will forgive them, and Allah will also give them His mercy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter, allow them to enter His Jannah. Dear young Muslims, what's the alternative to faith and knowledge and correct identity? What's the alternative? I'll tell you what the alternatives are. The alternative of responding to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responding to a shaitan. See, the dunya itself has its own da'wah. The dunya, the world, got its own voice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to you and me, O you who believe, istajibu lillah wa lirrasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O you who believe, respond to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam when He calls you to that which gives you life. What kind of life? Dignity, decency, honesty, power, responsibility, respect. That's life. Don't, He said, Ya Bani Adam, Allah ta'budu Ya Bani Adam, Allah ta'budu shaytan وعن بدوني هذا صراط المستقيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Bani Adam, did I not warn you not to worship shaitan, that he is to you aduwwun mubin? وعن بدوني, but only worship me, هذا صراط المستقيم, and that this is the correct way. What does it mean to worship shaitan? Does it mean to go to a building that says the masjid of shaitan? No. Does it mean to have an idol, a statue that says shaitan? No. Does it mean to bow down to shaitan? No. It means responding to the voice and the call of shaitan. Let's talk about the voice and the call of shaitan. The first voice of shaitan is the music. Now let's not get into, well, is there some music that's halal? Let's not get into whether you can listen to good beats that's called nasheed and some other foolishness. Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about music itself. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never listened to it. Did not allow his companions to listen to it. Told us that we should not listen to it, that it leads us to foolishness, lewdness, rebellion, immorality. It diverts us from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But let's talk about the kind of music. We're not even talking about some classical music. We're not talking about just some drums and whistles and beats. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the stuff that you brothers are looking at, these brothers and sisters are looking at on TV and them videos. Straight up Triple X music. Just like porno movies. No different. The music that the young people are looking at today, listening at today, is porno music. The parents that allow them to watch it at home is giving their children porno music. Because the women is naked and the men is naked, and they suggested naked things and filthy things, and they're even doing it in the movies, in the videos. So now, what is this music? This is the devil's dua. When they singing it, when they dancing it, they memorizing it and rapping it, they're making the dua to the devil, and the devil answers them. What does the music lead to? The music leads you to the places where others listen to it and dance to it. Because you ain't going to be listening to no music and don't go to the places where people listen to it and dance to it. You know that. You know you ain't gonna be hitting no beats and singing no beats and doing no rapping. You ain't going to be around them girls. And the girls ain't going to be doing no wiggling and jiggling and fly blowing and all the other kind of dances they be doing. Butterfly and all that foolishness. They're not going to be doing all of that. And no boys not around. So what that lead to? What the music lead to? It leads you to fahshai and munkar. The girls and the boys in the dancing and the singing is doing everything but the pen going in the cup. The punishment in Islam, just in case you brothers don't know, those of you who already robbed somebody, those of you who looking to rob somebody, let me tell you how Islam looks at that. See, here, it might only mean 2-3 years in jail. But in Islam, robbery, armed robbery, the sentence for that is death. That's what it is. That's what you're playing with. You're playing with death. Don't think that you're trying to get 50 pounds. Don't think you're robbing somebody for some drugs. You're playing with death. And even if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets you escape, that is, you only get caught by these kafirs, and you go to one of these jails and get 2-3 years, when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you still going to pay for the sin and the crime of robbery. And all of this here leads you inevitably, the music and the drugs and the alcohol and the guns and wanting to rob and the clothes and all that, what that leads you to? That leads you to fornication. You ain't trying to get married. You don't want to marry none of them. You don't want to marry none of those girls. Those girls that's doing all of what they're doing, they're doing the same thing with you. They're doing all them other guys. You don't want them, and they don't really want you except for a minute. So what is that? Girls who want boys for a minute, and boys who want girls for a minute, without responsibility, they call it what? Free sex. They call it free love. It's free disease, free AIDS, free syphilis, free gonorrhea, free some other diseases that you don't even know the names of it, free disgrace. This was free. That leads you into being antisocial and dysfunctional. That's why you're going to wear them pants hanging down on the floor, with your belt all across your behind, looking like you're crazy. Why? Because you're making a statement that you antisocial. You can't get no job looking like that. How you gonna go get a job? You don't get up in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning. You don't get up 8 o'clock in the morning and put your belt on around your behind and go looking for a job. You don't even know how to go look for a job. You don't even know how to dress for a job. You don't even know how to ask for a job. You don't know how to fill out an application for a job. So that means what? You're dysfunctional. You're irresponsible. You can't pay no bills. You're 25 years old living with your mama, eating her Wheaties and cornflakes, drinking her milk, sneaking in the back door at night because you've been out all night long where you don't pay rent, don't make your bed, don't get up in the morning. Don't pay no rent. Don't pay no lights. Don't pay no phone. Don't pay for no heat. Can't pay for nothing because you can't get a job and you're 25 years old. a 25-year-old irresponsible bum. But you call yourself a gangster. I know you ain't no bums. Gangster. That's what you call you. I'm a gangster. I'm a player. That's another name for a derelict. A gangster, a player, is another name for a derelict. D-E-R-E-L-I-C-T. Derelict. That means a person who is shiftless, worthless, irresponsible, and untrustworthy. Y'all call it players and gangsters. Now, brothers and sisters, listen. All of this here, I'm just trying to tell you that it leads to, it all stems from, and it leads to disobedience. Disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once you're disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you ain't going to be obedient to your parents. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the crime which is second to associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what? Disobedience to the parents. A man asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ayy a'mal afdal? What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Which action is the best, the most excellent? He said, As-salatu ala al-waqtiha. That's number one. Prayer in its proper time. What's the next one he said? Birru walidain. Respect for your two parents. And after that he said what? And thumma ayy. Then after that what next? He said jihad fi sabilillah. So we can just cancel out jihad fi sabilillah. You ain't gonna do that. You ain't making no prayer. So you definitely gonna disobey your parents. So when your parents say, get up and make salat. You can't make no salat if you've been smoking them spliffs all night. You may not get up until 12 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If you want to make salat, you ain't going to get up. So all of this here leads to what? Shame and disobedience to the family. You disobey your mother, you disobey your father, you disobey the elders inside the masjid, and you don't even want to come inside the masjid, because when you come inside the masjid, somebody telling you where to sit. Somebody trying to tell you to pull up your clothes. Somebody trying to tell you go make wudu. Somebody telling you read Quran. You don't want to do none of that. So you just you go, when you look at the masjid, you go around all the way around that way. So you ain't got to even pass by the masjid. And this is what shaitan does. Shaitan make you ashamed of yourself, make your family ashamed of you, make you ashamed of being a Muslim. And the kafirs that you hang with, you think that because you don't act like a Muslim, and because you don't that you don't think like a Muslim, you don't talk like a Muslim, you think they respect you. No, they don't respect you. They disrespect you even more. You know what I'm talking about, brothers. The harder you try to be like them, they remind you you're not like them. You ain't one of us, man. You Muslim, but you a hypocrite. They'll even remind you every now and then when they get angry with you. They say, you ain't even no real Muslim. I mean, what are you? You're supposed to be a Muslim. Muslims pray. I know what a mosque is. I should go around the mosque and tell them what you be doing. That's what they do when they get angry with you. All of this leads you to disobedience, disregard for the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inevitably, it leads you, you're going to land in four different places. First, it's going to land you in prison. If you keep headed the way you are, I'm not saying all of you, because probably most of you young brothers and sisters is good brothers and sisters, but there's a few of y'all in here, alhamdulillah, may Allah bless you for coming up in here, and this might turn you around, might spin you around, this little advice here might help you out. A couple of y'all that's in here, y'all know that y'all right on the edge. Yesterday or the day before yesterday or last week, you did something, you know. Or you thinking about something tonight or tomorrow. But maybe you will think about it tonight and you will make tawbah. You come back to Allah, come back to yourself, come back to your parents, come back to the masjid, come back to your identity, come back to Islam. Because if you don't, I'm going to tell you where you're headed at. For the sisters who are disobedient, for the sisters who took off their clothes, sisters who left Islam, and the sisters who done left the salat and don't want to pray, don't want to act like a Muslim, you headed for nothing but disgrace. You're going to be living in a garbage can from now on. Because everybody that meets you is going to treat you just like another English, y'all know what they call them. Y'all know what they call it. Your dignity, sisters, your dignity is in your hijab, your identity. Your dignity is your family. Your dignity is Islam. Your dignity is your worship, your belief, your fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's your dignity. When you leave your dignity, you're naked. You can put that little bun on top of your head, try to act like you halfway Muslim. You can put a little scarf on with them little tight jeans on, like you covering up something. You can go to them little clubs and be ducking all down and everything, but everybody know what the deal is. You gonna be Muslim, or you gonna be one of them female animals? And once them young boys, whether they Muslims or otherwise, find out that you got no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of them young kufas, them kafirs, find out that you don't have no concern about your family, no concern about this deen, they don't care nothing about that little scarf you got on your head.